13 minutes past 9 o'clock. Good morning. You're tuned to your morning fix on 938. Now, coming up shortly, we've got The Breakfast Club with Keith. And if you're participating in this year's marathon, well, you want to stay tuned because we will be speaking to the pacers, the people that sacrifice their time and their fitness to guide you to achieve your personal best.
What a job, huh? You don't even get the glory of being able to finish off the marathon.
I always wonder why would people do that, but I guess we'll find out in a bit, in a few minutes' time.
The Early Bird listens to your morning fix on 938 Now. The Breakfast Club with Keith D'Souza.
We were talking about eating healthy, healthy lifestyles in The Breakfast Club this morning. Well, what better than to put it in action? We are speaking this morning with Cindy Gui and Lo Chu Chai. They are pacers. They help people get into shape, and I don't know what they do during the race itself. We were talking, of course, about the Singapore Marathon, and it's kicking off on the 8th and 9th of December. It's upon us once again. Cindy Chu Chai, welcome into the program. A very good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk to us about pacing. What is it? I'll ask Cindy first and foremost.
It is running at
don't read that. Just talk to me.
Okay, it's running at a very specific pace to help runners to achieve their target timings.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How did you get into this, Chu Chai? Were you always this fitness buff?
Actually, when I start running at 2014, mm-hmm. in I start my first race at the Sundown 10 click. After that, through the 10 click, I fall in love to running.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined up a marathon, a Penang marathon. So I was following a pacer to run. So the pacer did inspire me to be a pacer one day.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to join for a couple of races. Then eventually, I found running department. And I joined them for the SCM Pacer.
Is this a full-time thing or do you guys hold full-time jobs as well, Cindy?
I hold a full-time job. Mm-hmm. I'm an actuary at Prudential.
Mm-hmm.
This running, it's outside of my usual day-to-day life.
You're the guys that tell us how much we're supposed to pay on our premiums, is that right?
kind of, yeah.
Chu Chai, your kindred spirit is in the next room. Paul, does the Sundowners every so often and a whole lot of other marathons. What is the most challenging marathon that you've done?
I think the most challenging marathon that I found that I think is in Singapore.
Mm-hmm.
Singapore, because of the weather and the climax, and then plus because the route that we run, mm-hmm. I think is quite challenging for Singapore.
Cindy, how did you get into all of this?
2 years ago in 2016, I actually sprained my ankle.
Mm-hmm.
I sprained my ankle, but as a runner, and runners are stubborn, I'm no exception. Continued running, and then 3 weeks later, I sprained it again. And I knew that it was a call that I had to stop. I was very disappointed. I wasn't defeated. Mm-hmm. I still went for SCSM 2016 and tried to follow up paces. Didn't want to lose sight of them.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so unbearable that I had to drop out at 15 kilometers. So I told myself that one day I'll get back. So for the next SCSM, I actually joined pacers on their training schedules. Largely because of the training schedule, I actually managed to achieve my target timing. Mm-hmm. For that race. And in 2018, I decided to give back as a pacer for SCSM.
Before I ask you if you've completed the marathon, which I believe you have, Chu Chai, when you are a pacer, what do you do? Do you pace people during the race or do you train them for the race?
Basically, for this pacing thing, is 16 weeks of training.
Okay.
So throughout these 16 weeks of training, there'll be pacers that join us. They'll join us with training and then we are supported by Under Armour. And then they will, with the help of the Under Armour, and then with the running department, we all were trained together for these 16 weeks until the final day, which is next Sunday.
You've mentioned the running department twice already. What is it and how do people get in touch with you guys?
Running department is basically made up of like-minded runners who love running. So we meet every Wednesdays and Saturdays to
mm-hmm.
train.
Mm-hmm.
So basically having... trainings together.
So yeah. How did you started the running department?
No, it's actually founded by a few people who actually love running a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So how did you get in touch with them, Chuchai?
So I get in touch to them through the Facebook. So okay. Basically, I go and like the Facebook, then I get to know them. So actually, you can find running department, they've been pacing for the SCM, Standard Chartered Marathon, for the past couple of years.
Right.
So actually, you can see them there. Then look out for their Facebook. Then you can join us for our weekly run that is found on Wednesday and Saturday.
For this, we are on national radio. Is there a fee involved in all this, Cindy?
No, it's free of charge.
So where do you run? What's your favorite place here in Singapore to run? Do you just run the Standard Chartered Marathon route?
Depending on the training route, mm-hmm. If it's on training every week, on Saturday, we will be at the East Coast.
Okay.
East Coast running the route. And Wednesday, we will run at OUB Plaza. It's just go all the way to Garden by the Bay and then come back.
And for the training regimen, how long does this, how long is the route? Up to you, until somebody keels over?
For the half marathon paces, the entire training plan, it's actually 12 weeks. Mm-hmm. For the full marathoners, it's 16 weeks. So
they're a bit late if they want to sign up now.
There is 1 week left. 1 week this Saturday. You can join us at Triple Feet at Millennial Walk.
We'll come back on The Breakfast Club, speak with our pacers this morning. We know why they got into it, what keeps them motivated, and what do they hope to pass on skill-wise to the newbies. The Breakfast Club will come back after an update of what's happening in the world and on the roads. We'll talk to you again in 2 minutes. Stay with us. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club with Keith D'Souza.
We're back into The Breakfast Club, speaking this morning with pacers this morning. They're from the running department, Cindy Gui and Lo Chu Chai. We got their story as to how they started pacing. But why did you continue? What keeps running fresh for you, Cindy?
Basically, it is the friendships that I've made, the many people that I've met and have been inspired by. Is being able to indulge after running, is being able to go for a race in the morning and then happily sleep my afternoon away. It's all these little things that count.
I'm going to ask a question about your training regimen, but same question to you, Chuchai. What keeps running fresh? Is it an addiction?
Okay, sort of.
If you don't run, you can't function properly?
You can say that. One way or another, because I really love to run.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then through this pacing and through this training, I get to know a lot of friends, like-minded friends, and then through this friendship are born. So it's like a big family, all come together with a common goal, common topic, common sport, and train together, and we can see each other doing good result for the run.
If you want to get in on this conversation with Cindy and Chuchai, if you want to pick up the sport, perhaps give us a call, 669-11938. Put your questions to them if you don't want to hear me prattling on and on and on. Cindy, do you have a training regimen? Do you run every day? Like the question I asked Chuchai earlier, if you don't run, can you get out of bed in the morning?
So currently, because we are training for SCSM, mm-hmm. we have a pretty fixed training schedule on Wednesday as well as Saturday. So we slowly build up distances and then pull back a little, continue building up distances, and now we are into our tapering week. Outside of this fixed training, I actually just run casually. I'm a casual runner. I run because I feel happy when I run.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I just hit the gym for like body combat, body pump classes.
Do you have time outside of this regimen for a social life?
I do actually, surprisingly.
So let's talk about, again, this training regimen. That's what, 669-11938 is our number. We've got callers coming in. Let's see who is joining us on the phone. A very good morning. Hello. And the caller has put us on hold. Caller, if you want to talk to us, give us a call, 669-11938. Do you watch what you eat, Chuchai?
basically, I'm not really that, like, watch what I eat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Normally, I eat what I want. Really? I'm not like a very serious runner.
Mm-hmm.
I run to keep fit. I'm not that hardcore to that extent.
But you have completed the marathon. You have competed in marathons overseas as well.
Yes. I did a couple of marathon overseas.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Have you done the Mongolian one? Because the last time I spoke to one of the oldest marathon runners here in Singapore, he said he did the Mongolian marathon, and then he was running in the night and there were wolves howling in the middle of the night.
No, basically, I haven't gone to that extent yet.
The Boston Marathon?
Yet too, also.
669-11938. Again, if you want to get in on the conversation. Cindy, do you have a regimen? Do you watch what you eat?
Not,
or everything in moderation?
Not really. I love my mala. I love my Hai Di Lao.
And all her friends have just heard what she said on national radio. So for someone who wants to get in on the sport, who is perhaps on the fence, what would you tell them if they want to pick up running? Call the running department first and foremost, friend them on Facebook, and then come down for a session? Cindy first.
It may seem very intimidating, but it's actually not. You can just follow us on Instagram, Facebook. Just come down to one of the training runs. There are many people who run at different paces. Just find a pace that you're comfortable with. Join us, make friends, have a lot of fun, and can guarantee that you won't regret your decision.
Say I have a desire. One of the items on my bucket list is to complete the Singapore Marathon, and I'm not exactly up to scratch physically, or just say I'm a portly fellow. What would you tell that person who is hesitant to perhaps get on board?
Go and get a pair of running shoe and head down to East Coast for a nice 5-click run. Mm-hmm. You will enjoy the sea breeze. You will see a lot of runner there, and you'll be motivated by them. And you will keep on going.
If I were to do this, I'd feel intimidated. You guys are pros. You've done this time and time and again. While I'm just a chunky little fella, not a little fella, but I'm a chunky fella trying to get into speed.
Okay, in our group, there's all different kind of pace group. So be it whether you are fast or you are slow, there's always a group for you to join. So you no need to worry about that.
Mm-hmm. Cindy, what advice would you give someone?
Everyone starts somewhere. Mm-hmm. I've had friends who could only run 1 minute and had to stop. But eventually I've seen her build up this 1 minute to 8 minutes and now 15 minutes. Everybody starts somewhere. All you need to go do is just to get out,
mm-hmm.
Get started. However long you take, it's your own progress.
And we're going to try and take somebody. That person couldn't wait for us to pick him up, so he hung up on us at this particular point in time. So, running, is there any other sport that you take up? Cindy says she does her body combat and things of that nature. Or running is the be-all and end-all for you?
No, I do cycling also in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But because after cycling much, and I do give up cycling, I go and do running more.
So what problems would you anticipate for someone who's perhaps doing a marathon for the first time? When you ran the marathon, what did you encounter? What problems did you encounter? Or you just said, I'm going to complete this 42 kilometers, Cindy, and you didn't stop?
I think when I first did my marathon and I first started training for a marathon, I didn't know what kind of training program I should go for. And even if I go for long runs during my training runs, frequently there is a lack of hydration points. All these were like very real challenges. So my advice would be to join a running club because usually you have very good support stations, you have good hydrations, just like our runs. We actually have hydration every 1.5 mm-hmm. kilometers, which actually mimics the real actual day race day conditions. So get the support system you need and then train hard, and I guess most will be under control.
Our WhatsApp number is 963-11938. Annie Poon, hit us up. It's a question for both of you. How do you stop your knees from hurting? I'll ask you, Chai, first. How do you stop your knees from hurting during and after the run?
I think warm up and warm down is very important. You need to do a lot of stretching.
Mm-hmm.
before the run and after the run. And then likewise right now, like currently, Triple Fit, they conduct a lot of classes for us after the run.
Mm-hmm.
We will have some warm down and warm down classes to stretch our muscle.
Cindy, do you run the marathon every year?
I do run Sundown as well as Standard Chartered almost, yeah, every year. So
what happens after the race? Have you burnt out all that energy? Have you burnt out all that food? And do you overcompensate? Is there a tendency to overcompensate after? You feel extremely hungry after the fact?
I think more than often that's the case. Usually I eat more than I burn.
Mm-hmm.
Chuchai, you say you don't, restrict yourself. What happens after? What happens after the 42 kilometers?
Okay, actually, after the race, each time, the first thing on my mind is go back to take a hot shower.
Okay.
Then after that, I will get a good meal to feed myself back, to carbo load back. Because throughout the run, 42 click, actually you burn a lot. So you may not see it at the moment, but we need to replenish the energy that has been lost. After that, throughout the week, I will have a rest. Then after that, I will resume my training again.
That's his regimen after. What's yours? Do you rest? Do you not run at all after a marathon, Cindy?
I think the first thing that I would do is basically to stretch. During our training runs, something that we pacers are used to doing now is because Under Armour actually conducts regen sessions for us, which helps in muscle recovery. So we basically use foam rollers to roll out all the stiff muscles, which is very important in recovery. That's the very first step. Then for the next week, basically I'll rest for at least 1 week or 2 weeks before I continue my running again.
Chuchai has run marathons overseas. Have you, Cindy?
Actually, no. I've cycled overseas, but I have not run overseas yet. My first overseas marathon will be Nagoya next year.
Oh, cool. So, Chuchai, when was the first marathon you completed?
Actually, my first marathon was 2014 at the Penang Bridge. That is the first time where they launched their second bridge. Mm-hmm. So, that's my first race.
And that was the first race overseas as well?
Yes, that's my first race.
Any other overseas marathons that you have participated in?
I did participate the Asia Stand Chart, like Hong Kong Stand Chart, Thailand Stand Chart, Taipei Stand Chart.
Wow.
Yeah.
You guys have par excellence. So what would you tell you? Cindy says, just do it if you want to have that crossed off your bucket list. Get on a training regimen. For someone starting out, what would your advice be, Chuchai?
It's always difficult to run alone. So I think for just starting up, it's good to join a group of runners. The best to have friends to run together with you. They can motivate you. And if you cannot find any friends, just go to social media and go and like the running department. We are like-minded people. It's like a big family, fun. So you can just come and join us.
Final question for the two of you. Your aspirations for this year's marathon. Cindy first, ladies first.
For the upcoming SCSM, I hope that together as a team, we can help to bring more runners across the finishing line, help more runners achieve their target timing, and have a lot of fun in the process.
Chuchai, your aspirations, same, similar?
Yes, likewise. I want to bring many runners across the finish timing that I'm supposed to run and let them get the timing that they desire.
In that part of it all, are you guys competitive when you run? You're running as a group, you're friends, you're pacing each other, but when push comes to shove, do you want to get the edge on each other? I'll ask Chuchai first.
I think by be a sportman,
competition is in the blood.
Yes, by nature, I think you are competitive, but for pacing, we have a mission for us to do, so it's able to bring the runner back to the desired timing. But if I go for my own race, I will be trained very hard, and I'm quite concerned about timing.
Cindy?
Couldn't agree more. I think as a runner, it's a very individual sport. We aim to achieve our PBs, but as pacers, we work together as a team. We have a common goal. And our goal is to basically bring runners across the finishing line.
So how many are you going to try and bring across the finishing line this year, Chuchai?
We will try to bring as many as possible.
Cindy and Chuchai are pacers. They're with the running department. They're part of, you know, preparing people for the Singapore Marathon. Promise me you come back and talk to me again after December the 8th and 9th. She's looking at me hesitantly because I threw her off her notes. You've been listening to The Breakfast Club on Your Morning Fix right here on 938 Now. Time to hand you over to the very capable hands of Daniel Martin for your working lunch and body and soul. Cindy and Chuchai, thank you for making it in again. This is The Breakfast Club. I'm Keith D'Souza. Good morning.